So welcome to week two of our Upside Down series. And we're all, this whole series is talking about the teachings of Jesus. It starts and ends with the words of Jesus himself. And so tonight we're going to jump on in. Last week we talked about the servants being told to fill what? Fill the vases, the jars with what? And then what got scooped out of it? Did the servants make the water turn to wine? No, Jesus did. But what did the servants do? Followed directions and did it the way he said. He said, fill these jars. And how did they fill it? To the brim, to the top, all the way. So tonight, we're going to jump ahead in Jesus' ministry a little bit. This isn't going to be chronological. And we're going to go to the very first passage that I ever preached out of. And I have to begin tonight with an apology, because for 20 years, I have been teaching this incorrectly. And it makes me feel gross, because I don't know how I missed this. But I did, and I missed a really, really, really important and beautiful addition to this passage. So we're going to just jump in. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 is very, very common. Most of you have heard this before. You've heard me preach this before. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, or maybe in your Bible it says burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Leave that right there. That's the passage. That's what people teach. And we read this. Is this an encouraging passage? Is this an encouraging passage? Yes, because Jesus is saying for us to do what? Come to him and do what? To get to what? What are we giving Jesus in this moment? Our burdens. What is weighing us down? How many of y'all are, how many of y'all are burdened? How many of y'all carry around just stress or anxiety or sadness or a hard family or bad friends or bad grades, or you're worried about the future, or your kids just constantly stress you out, or your new job is crazy? Like, we all carry burdens. And we read this, you can put your hands up, we read this, and then Jesus is like, hey, bring me the heavy stuff and take what I want to give you instead. Now, I'll be clear. He is saying that. But that's not the point of this passage. For 20 years, I've been misreading this and misteaching this. Because he does say all that. And I want to be very clear. At no point tonight am I saying that Jesus does not want to carry your burdens. He absolutely does. Rylan, he wants you to say, this is too heavy, I can't handle it. He wants you to do that. Shay, he wants you to come to him and say, like, I can't do this. I can't handle this. He wants us to do that. I'm going to be very clear. Like, that is what he wants. If you are stressed out about a test, or you are stressed out about your family, or if you are upset because something happened in class, or you are upset about some kind of catastrophic thing that happened, regardless of the size and scope, he wants you to bring it to him. That is absolutely true. That has not changed. But if we read verses 25 through 27, before 28 through 30, we see what Jesus is really saying here. So I think it's the next thing. Yeah. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Have my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. If we can go back one slide, we read this, and it's at the end of chapter 11, and you're just kind of reading. You don't read it the way that it was actually said. I wasn't physically there, but understanding the language, understanding the context, it was actually something more like this. At that time, Jesus declared, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the understanding. There's a sarcasm dripping with his words here. He is not really calling them wise and understanding. He is saying the wise, the understanding, as in the ones that think they've got it all figured out. The ones that walk around as if they know what they're talking about. They have the answers. You come to them for answers. They don't go to anybody for answers. There is some sarcasm in this. Jesus is talking to a crowd of everyday Jewish people and the religious elite, the scholars, the geniuses, the teachers, the leaders, the experts. They're both in this crowd. And he's not quite mocking them, but he is very much putting them in their place. He is being sarcastic, and he is calling them self-righteous know-it-alls. That's what he's doing. He is calling them self-righteous know-it-alls. Lord, I thank you that you've hidden this from them. That's not that, like, God said, I'm not going to show these people the truth. It's that, God, I'm thankful they're wrong. What Jesus is saying here is, Father, I'm so glad that these know-it-alls don't know a thing. I'm so thankful that what they say is truth is not the truth. But then, that next part, that you've hidden these things in wise understanding and revealed them to little children. Also, not literally talking about little kids. These are those that have accepted the faith or accepted the truth in just like simple faith. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm not going to overanalyze it. I'm not going to sit there and question it and be like, well, that can't be it because I don't like that. No, they're just going to take it. This is what the Bible says. This is what it means. Like, that's just, it is what it is. Like, these people just say, Jesus, you say you're king. Fine, you're king. There is sarcasm in this. There's Jesus being a real human in this. And he's saying, I'm so thankful that you know it all, stuck up, religious elite, don't know what you're talking about. But those of you who simply believe and obey, you have the truth. That's what he's saying here. And I'm going to do something I have not done in a while, but it's just an old school from my teaching days, crowd control thing. Put your phones down. Put them away. I'm done. I'm not going to start taking them. I'm not the phone Nazi, but I'm tired of being, I don't want to see your lit up faces from your screens. Put them away, please, and thank you. Great. So we have the words of Jesus here, and he's being kind of sarcastic, and he's calling out the people who know everything don't know anything. And those of you who admitted, I don't know what I'm doing, but I just want to follow you, you're the ones that have the truth. In light of that, hidden these things in wise understanding, revealed them to little children. Then he says this, no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And but the only way you can know the Father is through the Son. This is what it basically, this is what he's saying. There's teachers that have all these rules. Oh, you want to get to heaven? Fine. Here's 1,000 rules. And by the way, they change on a whim because that's what we do. We tell you what the Bible says. We tell you what the law really means. And the law is very strict on this. You'd better not do this. But this, well, we're making money off of this, so it's fine. These self-righteous, hypocritical, religious lawmakers have this list of things that keep the people paralyzed. How am I supposed to be righteous? How am I supposed to go to heaven? Well, I'm glad you asked. Here's a whole book of junk you have to do. And you better not mess up. And if you mess up, here's all the things you got to do to fix it. It is this corrupted system. And Jesus is saying, I'm so glad that these smart people don't know what they're talking about. Because all this stuff that they're telling you have to do to be righteous, and all the ways to inherit the kingdom of heaven, and all the ways to be upstanding, and all the ways to be blessed. And well, the reason why you're not blessed is you just don't believe enough. You ever heard that one? God's not answering your prayers because you just don't have enough faith. You ever heard that one? You ever thought that one? Jesus is literally saying, I'm so thankful, Father, that that is garbage. No one knows the Father because they obey the law. No one knows the Father because they read their Bible enough. No one knows the Father because they attend enough or give enough or do enough or serve enough. You only know the Father because the Son reveals the Father to you. And guess who I am? I'm the Son. That's what Jesus is saying here. And so 28 through 30 is not just, hey, come to the Father, lay it at his feet, and have peace. It's not just that. This is so much more than, Jesus, I had a bad day and I can't take another one. This is so much more than that. This is people who are desperately saying, I want to go to heaven. I want to be made new. I want to be righteous and holy. I want to be forgiven of my sins. I don't want to be the scum that I was anymore. I don't want to be that. How do I be holy? And all the teachers kept telling them all these things. You got to go to this, and you got to do this, and you got to be this, and you got to act this, and say this, and pray this, and pay for this. And you got to do all this stuff. And Jesus is saying, that is trash. Your righteousness is not bound up in what you do. It's in what I do, and I do it all. And all the works you can come up with, all the holiness that you can come up with is nothing. You're not going to get to the Father. You could be the holiest person to ever live, and you're not going to get to the Father, except by me. So that's 25 through 27. And now he says 28 through 30. Can we throw that back up again real quick? Come to me, all who labor. What does it mean to labor? What's another word for labor? Synonym for labor. Work. All who work. All who are working for this and are heavy laden or burdened. How many of y'all have ever been given a task? Or you've been given a job, or you've been trying to achieve something, and you get into it and it's just too much. You can't sleep, you can't think about anything else, it just eats at you, it gnaws at you, you feel sick, like y'all been there? That's what he's saying here. All of you who are so tired of carrying this on your own shoulders, all of you who are exhausted and worn out and are weighed down by trying to be good enough, trying to be right, trying to be holy, trying to fix it yourself, all you who are worn out and exhausted because you've been trying to be the holy one, he says, come to me. And then listen to that promise. I will give you rest. You go to the religious teachers, what do you get? You get more work. But you go to Jesus, and what does he say? I will give you rest. And then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. Not just rest in the everyday, but rest for your soul. That, like, that burden of sin and shame and guilt that we all carry. We all carry. Jesus says, give that to me. Quit trying to fix it yourself. Give it to me. Give it to me. And then take my yoke upon you. We're a farming community. What's a yoke? Typically a wooden thing that you would put two animals together with. Like you would have them so they could pull a wagon, they could pull a plow, they would work together. All right? So, Bentley, come here. If I put a yoke on just Bentley and he starts to walk, what direction is the wagon going to go? Just in a circle, because he's just going to dig it into the ground, and it's just not going to really go anywhere. Hey, guess what happens when you carry the yoke of salvation? When you say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make it to being righteous, guess what you actually end up just doing? But what Jesus says is, he says, hey, take that, throw it down, and take mine instead. Guess who's attached to Jesus' yoke? Jesus. And now guess what we do? We walk, and where do we head? The direction we're trying to go. Thank you. You got to give Bentley a round of applause. This is what he's saying. Take my yoke upon you. That means you've got to lay something else down first. You can't have two yokes. And this is where a lot of us get stuck. Oh, okay, Jesus has a better yoke for me. Cool, let me add that. Jesus doesn't say add. Take yours off and then put his on. And so this whole passage, Justin, if we can jump to, I think it's the next to last set, for my yoke is easy, burden is light, that one. Cool, thanks. This whole passage is not just come to me when life has you weighed down. This whole passage is Jesus explaining salvation. And I want to be really clear. We're going to go discuss this in D groups. We're going to talk about the practical applications of this. But this right here is right now. This is it. This is the whole thing. This is the focus point right here. You cannot save yourself. You cannot save yourself. You cannot do enough, be enough. You can't buy enough, pay for enough, serve enough, pray enough, read enough. You cannot save yourself. I don't care what anybody else has ever told you. I don't care what the get better, you know, better mental health Instagram reel says. I don't care what these false teachers and preachers say. I don't care what your family has always said. Of just, hey, my family is a work hard, get what you earn family. That's what we are. You want it, work hard for it. Guess what one of Jacob's biggest struggles is in Christianity? Is understanding that it's not about how hard I work. It's about how much I trust. That's a hard struggle for me. I have to lay that down daily. I have to daily go to Jesus and say, I'm sorry. Like, I tried to be you again, and I'm not you. And I have to lay that at his feet every single day. That's what this is. Jesus is saying, you can't save yourself, but guess what? You don't have to. Ignore the people who keep telling you, just work harder, just believe harder, just pray more, just read more, just do more, just be a better person. That is stupid. Ignore that. Come to me. The exhaustion from work and the weight of sin, lay them both at my feet and take what I want to give you. For my yoke is easy, my burden is life. Now, Christians in the room that have been Christians for a while, is Christianity easy? No, it's not. He's not saying his life is easy. He's saying this yoke is easy because you don't carry it. Jesus carried it. You don't earn your salvation. I'll do it for you. That's what he's saying. The answers about eternity anywhere else in all of creation is going to put more and more and more weight and pressure on you. The answers about eternity, and Jesus takes it all off of you. Lay it at his feet, absolute surrender. Give your life over to Christ. And so tonight, before we head into D groups, it's really just two things. If you're carrying the weight of guilt from past sin, present sin, whatever, there is an opportunity for you to lay that at his feet. There's an opportunity for you to say, I'm done carrying this. I'm going to lay it down. I'm exhausted. I'm worn out. I can't take any more steps. I don't want to take any more steps. I'm done. And you lay it at his feet. And I think a lot of times look at that and go, that's like giving up. It is. It is giving up. I'll be really clear. It is giving up. It is you dying. The Bible uses the language, die to yourself. That's not just, oh, I don't get what I want anymore. No, that's you saying, I can't do this. It's the end of me, but it's the beginning of him in me. That's what this is. If you're carrying the weight of guilt from sin, you can lay it at his feet. And if you're carrying that exhausting burden of trying to be good enough, you can lay that at his feet too. And I just want to remind all of you in this room that if you've never done that, tonight's a great night. But I also want to remind you that if you have done that and you are a 100% believer and you are a follower of Jesus and you have trusted him with your salvation and you have trusted him with your eternity and you're just on this daily grind of Christianity, you got to do this again daily. This is part of our daily surrender of you laying down the I've got to do it mentality at his feet and saying, oh, no, 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 no. What I have to do is surrender to you and worship you because you're the king and you're the creator and you're the fixer and you're the doctor and you're the healer and you're the one that does all the work. And so whether it's for the first time or for the millionth time tonight, whatever burden you're carrying, whatever is exhausting for you, lay it at the feet of Jesus. Lay it at his feet and just start walking where he walks. You don't have to do it again because we're stubborn, we're foolish, we pick back up old habits. Lay it at his feet. And if it's for the first time, man, lay it at his feet. Give your life. There's rest and there's peace and there's joy that you've never experienced before in that decision. And for those of you who have trusted the Lord, you know that peace. There's joy in a new day tomorrow. Or we lay it down tonight, and in the new morning, there's that new life again. Instead of you running the race, carrying weights that you were never meant to carry. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. God, I thank you for, God, for this lesson. I thank you for these words. I thank you that you offer to us this escape, God, that we so badly want to prove our worth and our goodness, but Lord, we keep finding out that we can't. No matter how hard we work, there's always more to do. No matter how much we try, we always fail. Lord, we know that. We know that we are never satisfied in anything, but then God, you show up and you tell us to come to you and that you'll give us rest and you'll link up with us, not just point us in a new direction, but you will literally walk in step with us. So God, thank you. Lord, the two songs we did tonight were perfect. We don't have the words to describe how good you are. All we can say is that you're good. Hallelujah, you're good. You're so good to us. But Lord, there is a cry in us every day until we get to see you in heaven. And that's, God, that we just desperately need you. I pray if there's anybody in this room, Father, that's never surrendered, that tonight would be the night, that they wouldn't even bother going to D group, they'd come to me instead, and God, they would give their life to you, that they would just come lay down here at the foot of this stage and just pray and just give their life to you. God, I pray that tonight will be the night of salvation for people in this room. But Lord, for those who are your children, I pray tonight would be a night of encouragement and of relief as we let go of things that we've picked back up. Lord, bless our time in D groups. Allow us to have good and positive and encouraging and uplifting conversation to push each other forward as we all follow you together. Pray all these things in your holy name. Amen.